Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The picks are brought to you by Shaner Roofing, a tie in the standings for first place. Tom, the Governor Milliken, in first with yours truly. John's a game back. Mm. Heather, two games back.
Wait. Say that again.
You're one game out of first place.
Okay, no, the next one.
Heather is in fourth place.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And Greg is in last. Now, quick note.
How's it feel?
Heather did message me last night. She goes, hey, you haven't sent the picks. John, I think she's starting to grind some tape looking at... some X's and O's, the all 22 to catch up
to
us.
Have you heard the picks over the last couple of years? She's not grinding on tape.
Well, she might need to start. She's in fourth place.
Yeah.
Greg.
I argue that I'm spiritually in first place because I'm having the most fun, but we start an SEC country where College Game Day and Greg Palm will be in Tuscaloosa for Alabama hosting Vanderbilt. Alabama's favored by 10.5 points, Jim.
Vandy's the trendy underdog, right? They did it last year. Look, you get 10 in a hook. Bama remembers. Roll Tide.
You know what? I think so as well. And what we're seeing for Alabama, obviously, not a great first week. Ty Simpson has been really good since then. The running attack, except for against Wisconsin, but they didn't have to use the running attack because they threw for 350 yards, has been really good. But the biggest thing, defense. And I think this is where they are able to cover that 10.5 because they hold Vandy. I don't know if they hold them under 10, but Vandy's going to have trouble scoring. This is a revenge game for not just Alabama, the players, but for Kalen DeBoer.
I'm going with Alabama as well. But for me, it comes down to Jay Cutler. He went to Vanderbilt. He's not winning these days.
No, he's not.
Although he did get released from jail a couple days early, so I guess that is kind of a win, but I'll go with Alabama.
Jim, you said this and not these quite words earlier in the season. The days of revenge, now we're Superman, we're Super Bama, those days are over. Give me the boys from Vandy and the People's Heisman winner, Diego Pavia.
Mm. Yeah, I was a little torn on this because I think Vandy's offense is for real. But Bama remembers there's no letdown. This would be the ultimate letdown if Vandy was normal Vandy. And what decided my pick here is I was really torn on this, so I was just going to stick with Jim. That way I don't lose any ground.
Yeah, well, don't worry. We could be sinking to the bottom.
I don't care if I lose the game. I just don't want to lose a game to you.
Oh, okay.
All right, to Tallahassee, primetime ABC. It's not Big Ten Saturday night. It's ACC Saturday night. Miami, the U, travels to Florida State. Miami's favored by 4.5 points, John.
This is good on good. Florida State's offense versus Miami's defense. Which is going to be able to come up on top? And I think it's Miami's defense. I think it's legit. I'm not really sold on Carson Beck, but I don't know that I have to be because we've seen Florida State's offense be good, but also sputter a little bit. I think they pause first, so I'm going to go with the Hurricanes.
Man. I'm also going with Miami.
You're just taking the picks that I take so you don't fall behind.
Do you remember when Anna Kournikova was like a really big deal?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's still dating Enrique Iglesias. He went to Miami, and so did a slew of other celebrities.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, John, you missed that.
You can run, you can hide, but you can't escape.
This is why she wants
love.
The picks ahead of time.
Looking into my crystal ball, I see a decisive victory for the U.
I'm going to go off the road here. I'm going to take the home dog.
Well, Tom, we're going to go toe-to-toe. John's right. This does come down to Miami's defensive front against FSU's rushing attack. I think the advantage in the trenches lie with the Hurricanes.
Michigan State travels to Lincoln, taking on Nebraska. Michigan State is getting 11.5 points. Heather?
I'm not sure Michigan State will win the game, but I do think they can cover, so I'm going to go with my Spartans.
The Spartans.
What?
The Nebraska hype train gets derailed. MSU!
You're making fun of me.
Yeah, I have to while I can.
I think Nebraska's offense sputters just enough that I can't believe they're this big of a favorite, and I think they're that big just because of Michigan State's defense. But Michigan State had a bye to try to fix their defense a little bit. I will take the Spartans, even if it's a backdoor cover.
They also had a whole offseason to fix their defense. Hasn't happened. Spread's big for a reason. Cornhuskers.
Yep, I'm same way. If you can't stop this offense needs to come out and make a statement for Nebraska. If you can't pressure the quarterback and you can't stop the receivers, I think Nebraska is just going to stomp them. So let's go Nebraska.
To the big house. It's Big Noon Kickoff on Fox. Michigan favored by 17.5 points against the Wisconsin Badgers. I'm going to keep riding this until the wheels fall off. I'll take Wisconsin.
I'm going to go Michigan here. And again, I think a very tough pick here. I think this is the spot where Michigan's going to tell us if they really have a defense or not. And so this thing could go, you know, 27-6, something like that. Can Wisconsin score? That's my question here. That's why I'm taking Michigan in the points.
I don't know if you guys have noticed what's going on here. Greg, the last time you correctly picked a Michigan game was what?
I believe they won the national championship.
So it's been a minute. I was going to pick the opposite of whatever Greg did. So give me the Wolverines.
I'm taking Michigan as well, and here's why. I know that the rush defense for Wisconsin has been good, but they haven't really gone against anybody that's got a good rushing offense. They struggled to score points. They only scored 17 points against Miami of Ohio. I know they went for 42 against Middle Tennessee State, but so does everyone else. 14 against Alabama, 10 against Maryland. That was at home. Identity crisis. They don't know if they're a physical team, if they're a passing team. So give me Michigan.
I'll take Michigan as well.
Oh, no. Michigan's going to win by 18+. To the NFL. Seahawks in the PNW are hosting the Buccaneers. Seahawks are favored by 3.5 points. Gov.
Well, the Bucs are still without Mike Evans. They could be without Bucky Irving. I like the Buccaneers a lot as a team. I think Baker is feisty on the road. He's played up there before. It's going to be no 12th man bothering him. And my decision here was to, I'm going to go with the head coach against the quarterback. I think Todd Bowles is a really good defensive mind, and he'll have a good game plan against Darnold to keep this close and even the Bucs win.
Baker, upset maker. Give me Tampa.
Well, we finally part ways, Cookies, because I'm going with the Seahawks, and I'm going with, I hate to even say this, but I think Sam Darnold is no longer a bottom tier quarterback. I think he's middle of the road, and that's good enough when you've got a running game with Kenneth Walker, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Cooper Kupp. He's got plenty of weapons. They're protecting him. And then defensively, yeah, if you're going to be without Mike Evans, you're going to be without some of those offensive weapons. I really like Mike McDaniel's defense. So I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
I'm going to go with the Buccaneers. Pirates over birds sounds better.
Pirates over birds.
Yeah.
John picked the former Michigan guy, of course. Up, down, Bucks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Chiefs are favored by 3.5 points at the Jaguars, Jim.
Jags have forced the most turnovers in football. I don't see Mahomes giving them multiple gifts. I think the Chiefs offense is figuring some things out. The Jags at 3-1 feels wrong. Let's make it 3-2. Give me KC.
Yeah, I think KC has to have this game. It's another must win. I think that they, I know that the all the numbers for Jags defense, but I just don't think their offense is at all legitimate. And going up against the Spagnuolo defense, no, it's not happening. Give me the Chiefs.
I don't want to be picking the same as you because I need to make up games, but I'm also choosing the Chiefs.
It's all right. We got two that are different so far.
A couple.
I do not believe in 4-1 Jags and 2-3 Chiefs. Chiefs!
Yeah, I almost would have guaranteed this would be a clean sweep. I'm going with the Chiefs, too. I don't know if the Jags offense is going to be able to score much in this game.
Yeah.
And finally, the Lions, 10.5-point favorites on the road in this National Football League at the Cincinnati Bengals. John.
Bengals can't stop the run. Bengals can't stop the pass. Bengals can't stop anything. Bengals can't score offensively, even though they have the best tandem of receivers, or maybe the best tandem of receivers. If you can't get them the ball, you can't protect your quarterback. Jake Browning is, he's just the next target. It was originally Joe Burrow. Now it's Jake Browning. I mean, you may have to figure out who is next because the Lions are going to put a beat down on them. Give me the Lions.
Yeah, let's go Lions. I'll take the Lions too.
Bengals are ass. Trey Hendrickson has Lego hair. Lions.
You know, double digit road favorite. They're dangerous in the NFL. But I think the Lions are up-down proof. And I think that's one of the great attributes of the Dan Campbell regime in terms of they don't mess around against bad teams. This is going to be the takeover of the year in terms of fans at Cincy. The Cincy fans are probably selling tickets left and right.
But give them away.
Where it's going to be a disco inferno in Cincy.
Oh. There's no letdowns here. Aiden Hutchinson, multi-sack day. And even if Detroit's just trying to run out the clock, they'll run over Cincinnati. Give me the Lions. Those are the picks. It's 97-1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.